All right. Hey, everyone. This is Howie D from Hard Edge Radio and NationalRockReview.com. And right now on the phone, we've got the man, LJ Lejeune from Seven Dust. How are you, my friend?
Well, I'm fantastic. You know, in the middle of this beautiful tour with the new album out yesterday, it's good. I'm in Sacramento. It's a beautiful day. Gary, go to the tour bus. You know, continue. It's great. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. It's always good to catch up with you, man. It's always fun to talk to you. You've always got interesting stuff going on, which is cool. How's it been? Seven Dust has had an amazing year, man. You guys have got right off of Blackout the Sun, then, in the studio, did the acoustic album. Now you're doing the tours for that. It's been pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's been a blast, man. You know, we took off some well-needed time and went back into the studio and did this pledge thing. And if it wasn't for all those beautiful people out there, this wouldn't be going on. I felt like we kind of took it out of the machine by doing this. And, man, this has been an incredible adventure. And the tour has been going on for probably about 2.5 weeks, man, and it's been great every night.
Yeah, for sure. I got a bunch of stuff I want to hit on. I definitely want to talk about the success of Blackout the Sun real quick. I want to talk about the new album, which is out this week, actually. It's brand new, so people are going to be checking that one out. But you guys recently moved, man. I know the family went, and you guys have always been Atlanta-based, at least most of your life. How are you adjusting, man, with some new scenery? You guys are in a totally different part of the country now. Is it going good?
I tell you what, man, I'm in love with Kansas, Oakland Park, where I live at. Dalton's in a great school district, man. Everyone's really cool. And it's so funny, it's ironic. One of my neighbors happens to be Johnny Dare, the DJ out there, and it's a good buddy of mine, so we do a lot of Harley riding. And,
oh, cool.
Yeah, I'm adjusting well, and I felt like if you can't beat them, join them. So I got me a snowblower, and I'm ready for anything, man.
That's awesome. Man, I am not sick of Blackout the Sun, man. What an amazing record. You guys got so much acclaim for that one. How happy? You guys must be just ecstatic at how well this album went.
Oh, man, definitely. I still feel like that album has a ton of life left, and I hope that we can continue. But what we will do, we'll get off this acoustic tour, and we'll do an electric run again. So it's good, man. I think right now Seven Dust is in a good spot just because, you know, we're all healthy, happy, and, you know, we have our families, and we hadn't been out there on the road, like, for a year straight without seeing our families. And that's, you know, that's very important.
Oh, yeah.
To go home and be able to be daddy. And be a husband to your wife. You know, you got to keep that grounded.
Absolutely. And that's something you've always managed to do. I like that. You know, the Seven Dust in general, you guys, you know, always take breaks and stuff to make sure everything's good. And again, just this last few months, just from one thing to the other, it's almost like, all right, Blackout the Sun, break. Touring for Blackout the Sun, break. Work on the acoustic album, break, which is good. But now you've got Time Travelers and Bonfires is in stores as of this week, man. How did you love the idea, by the way? It's cool that a band like Seven Dust actually, I don't want to say necessarily has the balls, but you know, knows that their fans are a little more versatile and they can get away with doing that. How did you guys pick the songs and all that stuff as far as what you put on the acoustic CD?
Well, we didn't pick the songs. We let everyone out there pick the songs. And it was so many songs to choose from. We felt like the six songs that we redid were the songs that everyone really wanted to hear. And then we went in with the idea of writing six new songs.
Excellent.
And, man, it was a magical experience. And to me, the old songs sound like new songs all over again.
Oh, absolutely, man. And that, for those who don't know, the acoustic album from Seven Dust actually was funded by the fans. Now, for you, Lejeune, that's got to be huge, knowing how loyal the fans are and how fast you guys actually achieved that goal to get this thing funded, man. People wanted it.
Within 24 hours, I think that goal was met. What an incredible feat. And, you know, I think a lot of people underestimated, I don't say fans, our family out there. I never did, but I never thought it would happen this way. And, man, it was amazing. Such a beautiful thing. But not only that, this album, we were more hands-on, you know. People that pledged were able to come in the studio to hang out with us. Not only that, you know, we're doing dinners. It's all kind of stuff that's involved with it. So it was a different type of album, man. It's definitely, you know, I feel there's more energy in it.
Yeah, for sure. Now, the title is very interesting. Is there something behind it? How did you guys come up with Time Travelers and Bonfires?
This is my crazy idea. You know, I always said I felt like we're time travelers, and and the whole idea behind the acoustic album, you know, and we're like, well, Bonfires would be cool. Even though we're taking it to a new level, I don't think it's the run-of-the-mill type of acoustic album. This album and the live show, you'll see, it's almost like an acoustic electric show, man, because the people are still going nuts.
Oh, yeah.
And it's crazy. But I've always felt like we were time travelers, and I was able, just like Blackout the Sun, I had that dream, and we were able to stick with it. It kind of works, and it kind of falls into play right now.
Yeah, for sure. Now, you guys have always, anybody who's seen a Seven Dust show, you guys have always been known to kind of break it down for a few and play either Angel Sun or some other kind of little acoustic medley. But now you're doing this tour that is, you know, about the acoustic album. It's an acoustic tour. Have you been enjoying it? It's a little bit different.
Man, it's incredible. We brought Kurt out with us from Architect Studio, and he's a piano player, keyboards, and man, the element that he brings to it, it's incredible. You got the piano playing, the strings going behind us. The guys are sitting in benches, but of course I have to stand up because I can't sit down and not rock out for too hard. So it's a different vibe, man, but it's a popping show. Everybody's jumping, hopping up and down, screaming, and even with Seven Dust, it's turned out to be good, you know, and we've never not been out with another band. We're the only ones out here doing it, and it's been incredible every night.
No, that's awesome. Now, you've got dates all over the country, I see, pretty much for the next 4 months, going through like July, I think even the first date of August. Is that are these all acoustic shows, or are there also going to be some full band shows mixed in there?
Yeah, there'll be full band shows. I think that stuff starting in August, that'll be all electric. So we'll tune this down for a minute. But these dates have been picking up more and more, so it's doing good for us right now. But yeah, we'll go back to electric and rock it out this summer. And I think a few big festivals and everything, and be out there for a month or so. So yeah.
Yeah, I was a little bit bummed because I know you guys usually do some of the April festivals, and I actually get to go down and cover Welcome in Rockville this year, and I was so hoping you guys were doing it, but I'm like, oh crap, they're going to be on the acoustic tour.
Oh man, some of these festivals are passing because we're on the tour, and I'm like, damn, I want to do that one too.
Yeah, so, cool, man. All right, and then just two more quick ones, and we'll let you go, brother. What's the plan for the rest of the year? Is it going to kind of depend on how the success goes of the acoustic record? I mean, as far as maybe after you do this acoustic tour and then you do some rockin' shows, any chance for maybe some more acoustic days later? Or do you have anything kind of tentative right now?
Yeah, they're adding more days for the acoustic run. And then, you know, we'll slow down and stop it and probably write another album after we take another break, after we slow this cycle down.
Yeah, always going, man. You guys, I swear. That'd be awesome.
That's about a job to do.
Yeah, no, that's for sure, man. Last one, man. Last time we talked, you were also talking about really wanting to work on a solo CD. Any updates on that?
Well, you know what, man? That stuff is still going on, and I'm writing on music right now. And after I, slow this thing down, I'll be able to actually work on that. And I kind of do that in between breaks. And that's something that's still my baby. And, you know, it's like a chess game. I have to figure out the right time to, you know, make the next move with that. But, yeah, that's definitely in the making still.
Awesome. Time Travelers and Bonfires out now. Make sure you guys pick that up if you haven't already. LeJohn, man, always good talking to you. Thank you so much for your time, brother.
Pleasure, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. I wish you the best, man.
You too, bro.
Take care.